Thank you for making Locked On Yankees your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. On today's show, Yankees transactions. There were a ton of them over the weekend. We'll discuss them. Joey Gallo won an award. I know most Yankee fans are thinking, why? We'll get to that. And I have an announcement about the show that you'll all be excited about.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone. It's Monday, November 8th. This is Stacey Gotsoulias. As you can see, if you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening, hi again, Stacey Gotsoulias. I was once a writer for Hardball Times and Baseball Prospectus. I wrote some stuff on ESPN. My writings appeared in a couple of magazines, including a commemorative magazine about Derek Jeter that came out 7 years ago. That's right. Derek Jeter's last season was 7 years ago. It's a long time ago, Yankee fans. So today's show is going to be full of Yankee transactions, Yankee news, and an announcement about the show. But first, you can... I just sounded like Alex Rodriguez right there. That was very strange. Anyway, it's Monday. Weird things happen on Monday. You can listen to us in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Odyssey, Stitcher, anywhere. That's a podcasting platform. There are tons of them available. I remember when I found out Podbean was something that actually existed. I was shocked. You can watch us on YouTube. And if you have a smart device, you can tell that smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. So let's get into the announcement about the show. I am getting a co-host. Insert applause news here. Yay! 2 days a week. She will be making her debut on tomorrow's show. I won't tell you who it is. We'll do a whole surprise kind of thing, but I'm very excited about this. And it'll make my life a lot easier to have a co-host to bounce ideas off of, because I used to make fun of Mike Francesa when he was by himself, when Mike and the Mad Dog split, and I had to listen to, not had to, but if I ever listened to Mike talk by himself, I would joke about how much he repeated himself. And as I'm doing this show some days, I find myself repeating myself and think, oh my God, I'm becoming like Francesa. This is bad. So 2 days a week, I won't be repeating myself. I'm going to have a co-host. So again, that starts tomorrow. Very exciting. We're going to be talking about hot stove stuff. We already know what we're going to discuss. And because of the looming lockout, it seems smarter for us to start with the hot stove stuff right away because we don't know what's going to happen. The GM meetings might be boring. I think those are next week. But yeah, we're going to discuss Yankees needs and all that good stuff. So tune in tomorrow. As for today, let's talk about what's going on with the Yankees because there is some stuff happening. Transaction-wise, there are a lot of things going on, actually. Brett Gardner declined his player option. The Yankees declined his club option. He's a free agent. I don't think Brett Gardner is going to play again. I think he's going to retire. I don't see him playing with another team if he's not going to play with the Yankees. There were reports after the wild card game that he stayed in his uniform for at least an hour after the game ended. That's usually a sign that a guy is kind of wanting to take everything in and remember everything. And it's kind of a bummer that Brett Gardner's last big game was the wild card game and losing to the Red Sox. But, you know, what are you going to do? But I don't see him coming back. I think the Yankees are finally going to move on and finally give other people a chance to play the outfield. Now, speaking of that, that's also part of what's going on. Darren O'Day declined his player option. The Yankees declined his club option. He's now a free agent. I mean, I was so excited when the Yankees got Darren O'Day because, you know, you think to yourself, everyone can use the Marge Simpson meme where she's bowling from the side because that's how he pitched. And then he injured himself. I mean, he barely pitched for the Yankees, and that was just a bummer. I also told the story about how since the day Darren O'Day started in MLB, anytime I saw his name anywhere, for some reason, because I have a musical brain and a lot of my memories are tied to music, I would hear Undercover Angel by Alan O'Day in my head whenever I saw Darren O'Day's name. So I was kind of bummed about him not working out for the Yankees because while healthy, he was a pretty good weapon out of the bullpen. But as we all know, the Yankees bullpen suffered some big losses this season. And then let's see, Tim LeCastro, who had injured his knee, was claimed off waivers by the Red Sox. Andrew Velasquez, the Bronx boy, who everyone was very excited about when he had that one good week as a Yankee, was claimed off waivers by the Angels. The Yankees outrighted Rob Brantley off the major league roster onto Scranton's roster. That was on the 5th. Now, I think that, later that day, he elected free agency in lieu of accepting an outright assignment. Greg Allen was claimed off waivers by the Pittsburgh Pirates. And then yesterday, the Yankees declined the club option on Joely Rodriguez, and they added a catcher named Donnie Sands to the major league roster. I believe he played with both AAA and AA last season. So some moves were made, nothing major, obviously, because it's way too early for major things to happen. But as I said in the open, with the possibility of the lockout and, you know, the CBA ending at the beginning of December, and you could see free agent signings happening before that, I would think so, but I don't know. This is a very interesting time for Major League Baseball, especially coming off the World Series that they had, and especially coming off 2020, not being a full season, teams losing revenue. You know, at first I thought, oh boy, this lockout's going to be nasty because of the back and forth between owners and players in 2020. But I don't think the owners want to lose any more money. And I don't think they want to get it to a point where they're missing games in the beginning of the season because of the lockout. So I think if 2020 never happened, I think if COVID never happened, this lockout could have been or could be nastier. But I hope that owners they'll be like, nah, let's kind of work this stuff out because we don't, you know, owners want to hold on to their money as much as possible. I mean, doesn't everyone? I mean, you know, you find a dollar in your jacket, you're very excited. And any money that you have, you kind of want to hold on to it. And when you have millions and billions of dollars, you want to hold on to every cent. So I wouldn't be surprised if there is a bit of a lockout, but I hope it doesn't extend into the season next year. And I'm going to predict that that's not going to happen. I'll predict that the season starts on time. Let's hope I'm right. I was right about the Braves winning in 6, so you never know. We could have something good happening. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before. You can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required and the content varies by package. Joey Gallo won a Gold Glove, which isn't surprising. He's a good right fielder when he was playing right field. He didn't play a lot of right field for the Yankees. They stuck him in left field. And when they had their big boy lineup, I always love that, the big boy lineup, where they had Gallo in left, Judge in center, and Stanton in right. And when you think about baseball players, especially years ago, you know, Gallo's 6'5", and he looks small compared to 6'7", Aaron Judge, and 6'6", Giancarlo Stanton, which is ridiculous to think about, but those two are also big dudes. Big, you know, Judge is 282, and Stanton, you all know what Stanton looks like, and, you know, Gallo's pretty trim. He's not slim. He's trim. And, you know, even he joked about that when he came over to the Yankees, how he was kind of uncomfortable with the fact that he wasn't bigger than these guys and that they were bigger than him. And I kind of know how he feels. I hover around 5'9", and if I see anyone who's similar in height to me, it always makes me stand up straighter because, you know, I don't like when people are taller than me. There are obviously a lot of people taller than me, but when I see other people who look like me who are tall, I tend to stand up straight, and that kind of helps my posture a little bit too. So, but I understand what Joey Gallo feels like when he's around bigger people. You're like, what's going on here? This isn't great. So yeah, he won the Gold Glove for what? The Golden Globe? No, he did not win a Golden Globe. Now, if he did win a Golden Globe, that would be amazing, because could you imagine being a baseball player and an actor? That would be, wow. I don't think that's, well, no, I shouldn't say that. Not that he won a Golden Globe, but John Berardino, who played for St. Louis back in the 50s and 40s, was on General Hospital in his old age. So there you go. Actor, baseball player. Nice. Anyway, he won in 2020. He won in 2021. So it was his second in a row. And he beat Hunter Renfroe of the Red Sox and Kyle Tucker of the Astros. Now, the voters are selected through a voting process that involves the managers and six coaches of each major league team, totaling 7 votes per club. Voters cannot vote for their own players and may only vote for players in their leagues. So if you want to yell at anyone for bad Gold Glove votes, we have to talk about this because it was brought up today. I would like to discuss Tino Martinez losing to Rafael Palmeiro. This happened in 1999, and I'm still angry about it in 2021. I will always be angry about it. My brother and I talk about this all the time because it was a travesty that Tino didn't win. Rafael Palmeiro played 28 games at first base that year. And coaches and managers gave him the Gold Glove. Now, I know the Gold Glove doesn't really mean anything. I mean, Derek Jeter, how many did he win? And we all know how he was at defense. Sorry, Yankee fans. It's true. I'm not going to lie and say that Derek Jeter... Why am I so crooked? I'm not going to lie and say that Derek Jeter was good at defense, because you know he wasn't. He was not. That jump throw was because he couldn't throw to first base. Okay? And the only reason he started winning Gold Gloves... When did he start winning Gold Gloves? Think about it. When Alex Rodriguez came over and was playing third, because him at third and Jeter at short, it made Jeter look better at short, gave him some where he didn't have to make some plays. So yeah, I mean, I know the gold glove doesn't mean a lot, but the fact that someone who only played 28 games at first base beat out someone who played, I think, 140 and made like I can't remember the exact number, but he made barely any errors and Palmeiro won. And this was 1999. So the internet, not that the internet was not there, but it wasn't like it is now. You had AOL chat rooms where people got angry. It wasn't like you had Twitter. It wasn't like you had Facebook or TikTok or any of that stuff. It was a whole different world back then. You had message boards. That's how I met a lot of my Yankee fan friends in the early days of the internet, was on NYY fans. And I think that was the only one that I was on right at that time. So it was just a different time. And I think if something like that happened now, Twitter would explode. Yankees Twitter would actually, they would definitely blow up. It would be unprecedented madness if something like that happened. Kind of wish it would, just to see how people would react to something like that, where a guy plays at least 140 games, maybe more than that, and then he loses the Gold Glove to someone who only played there for 28 games. Yeah, I need to see this happen. Let's try and make it happen next year. I'm trying to think of which Yankee could be screwed out of a Gold Glove. Well, maybe Aaron Judge. He's a good outfielder. Why doesn't he win a gold glove? What is that about baseball? I don't understand. Anyway, congrats to Gallo. He played 83 games with Texas in right field. He played 9 with the Yankees, which totaled 92. Overall, he logged 764 two-third innings in right field, making 192 putouts with 9 assists. 3 double plays were turned. He made 4 errors, and that works out to a .980 fielding percentage. Now, according to FanGraphs, and this is according to Brian Hoke, Gallo tied Judge and Kyle Tucker for the AL lead with 11 defensive runs saved. Gallo played 147 and one-third fewer innings in right field than Judge, and 364 and one-third fewer innings than Tucker. Gallo played 51 games in left field. Though Judge was bypassed for a gold glove, the Bomber star was recently announced as the winner of a Fielding Bible Award as the major's top defensive right fielder. So Aaron Judge won something, wasn't a gold glove, but it was something. And I always say this about Aaron Judge. He moves so well for a guy that size. As I mentioned earlier, 6'7", 282. That's a big dude. And he runs well. You know, sometimes you don't want him diving, especially because of what happened at the end of, was that 2019 or 2018? So the years are running together when he broke his rib diving against the Angels. You know, you don't want to see that. And I kind of cringe anytime I see him making a play like that. But these guys are becoming the norm now. It used to be odd to see someone who's 6'7 playing the outfield. But as I mentioned before, you got Gallo at 6'5, Judge at 6'7, Stanton at 6'6. And it's the wave of the future. These big boys playing outfield positions. You also have big boys playing infield positions. DJ LeMahieu is 6'4. 6'4 is tall. 6'4 is a big dude. And he's playing the infield. So yeah. And, oh, who's that other? There's a guy. Oh, what team is he on? Now I can't think of it. And he's, what is he, 6'6 playing the infield? I mean, these guys are just, what's everyone feeding everyone? Why are these guys just so big now? You know, I wish I could bring Phil Rizzuto and Yogi Berra back from the dead, make them a little younger so they know what's going on, and have them look at these big guys playing baseball. You know, they saw guys like Nomar, guys like A-Rod, guys like Jeter playing short, and those are all 6'2", 6'3 guys. But now you're seeing guys bigger than that playing the infield. And I want to see someone as short as, especially Phil Rizzuto as a shortstop. What was he, 5'7", 5'8"? I'm sure he wasn't taller than I am. So yeah, I just wish we could do that because I think that those guys would just be totally amazed by what's going on in baseball right now. They wouldn't be amazed by the pace of play, but they'd be amazed by the size of the players. So does anyone else love Thanksgiving as much as I do? You have all the good food and treats. There's plenty of them, but maybe you want a yummy dessert that isn't so full of calories and sugar. That means it's the perfect time for Built Bars. Built Bar is the new holiday dessert, and you can feast on something delicious and feel good about it. One slice of pie has upwards of 300 calories, and that's on the low end. Most Built Bars are only 130 calories with only 4 grams of sugar and plenty of protein. Replace the coconut cream pie with a coconut Built Bar. Go for the raspberry Built Bar instead of raspberry pie. There's lots of good flavors to replace any pie. Low calorie, low carb, low fat, high protein, covered in 100% real chocolate. Built is a great option for when you're hungry. If Thanksgiving isn't coming soon enough, go for a Built Bar or two. Share some at your family gatherings and it'll make things less awkward. Maybe Aunt Betty hasn't tried a Built Bar yet, so give one to Aunt Betty. There are new surprises all month. There are limited time flavors arriving at Built.com regularly. I recommend buying Built Bar just so you can find out what the new flavors are because they're all good. I'm not kidding. They're all good. There's nothing like a Built Bar Black Friday, so mark your calendar. Black Friday will be a huge event with all sorts of surprises. This includes new flavors. Go to Built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your order. Again, that's LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. I actually had someone reach out to me on Facebook and ask, Stace, are you lying about Built Bar? I am not. I'm not. And I've said this on previous shows. We've had conversations in our group DM about what flavors we like. I had Jason Burke told me that he liked raspberry, right? Bryce Patrick of Locked On Rangers likes mint brownie like I do. We all love Built Bar. When we get our packages of Built Bar, we'll talk about the flavors we got and how much we like them. So no, I am not lying. I actually like it. It's actually really good. So anyway, back to baseball. What else is happening? Well, as I said, hot stove is heating up, or will be heating up because the lockout is looming. So along with Rizzo and Kluber, because Anthony Rizzo and Corey Kluber are both free agents, as I said, Brett Gardner and Darren O'Day. I feel bad for Corey Kluber, but it's not surprising that his year went the way it did. The most surprising thing about his year was the no-hitter. And I remember thinking when it happened, there was a teeny voice in the back of my head thinking, I hope this isn't the highlight of the year and everything goes south after this. Literally his next start. And then he was out until when? August? So, you know, I understand what the Yankees were doing with that move, but yeah, I don't see them bringing him back. Anthony Rizzo, you know, he started off well, then he kind of slowed down. But I like Rizzo. I like his presence in the lineup, even just as a left-hander. Now, I know they have Joey Gallo. He's not a free agent, so he'll be around in 2022. And he's also from that side of the plate. But, you know, he did have some issues. But that's the kind of player that Joey Gallo is. As for Rizzo, it's the Rizzo-Voit thing that worries me. You know, Voit just constantly has injuries. I know in 2020, he led the league in home runs in the shortened season, and he was doing it on one good foot. But it isn't just his foot. He has knee issues. He has hernia issues. I don't know who I would want. You know, do you stay loyal to Voit or do you say, bye, you know, see ya, and keep Rizzo? It feels like Rizzo would want to stay here. I think he's disappointed with how the season ended. I think most of the guys are disappointed with how the season ended. We're all disappointed with how the season ended. And I feel like he wants to help the Yankees return to the top of the mountain. Like he helped the Cubs win a World Series for the first time in a really long time. Was it 108 years, right? Yeah. So, I don't know. What do you all think? Let me know what you think. If the Yankees should say goodbye to Rizzo, let him test. Well, they're going to let him test the free agent market, but I kind of want Anthony Rizzo back. I feel like we'll see a lot more in a full season of Anthony Rizzo. I also feel the same way about Joey Gallo. I feel that Joey Gallo will not feel the pressure of having to be the number one guy, which he kind of had on him in Texas. As bad as Texas was, he was the guy on that team. And it was a big deal when he got traded. You all know, if you watch the show and you listen to Bryce Patrick, who loves Joey Gallo, that was a big deal. And I feel that Joey Gallo will do better in a full season. And, you know, because when Gallo and Rizzo came over, you know, the Yankees were fighting for their playoff lives. Then they went on that really big winning streak and it seemed, oh, okay, they're definitely going to make the playoffs now. And then they kind of fell off a little bit again. I feel like with a full season, we'll see more from them. We'll see better from them. And I don't want the Yankees to give up on that, especially having those two in the lineup. Pitching wise, you know, the Yankees obviously have to do something. You know, do they let Zach Britton go because of the injuries and everything else happening? Probably, but we'll talk more about that later in the week and we'll discuss things that happen in 2021 that will affect the decisions for 2022. And we'll talk about that with my new co-host tomorrow. Very excited. And again, I'm not telling you who it is. We will introduce her on the show tomorrow. So look out for that. And we will be discussing possible free agent targets. We'll be talking hot stove. We'll be looking back at 2021. It's a whole thing. So I'm very excited about this. I hope you're excited about this. This will be fun and it'll make the off season a lot more fun for you and for me. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can listen to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. When you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB Prospects. Now you can make your second listen of the day, Locked On MLB Prospects. Host Aram Layton is a prospect encyclopedia, and he's going deep on MLB's stars of tomorrow. It's free and available on all platforms. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Monday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.